Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
There's an old story about a group of blind men who heard that a strange animal called an elephant had been brought to their village. Nobody knew what an elephant was. None of them were aware of its shape or form. Out of curiosity, they said, "We must go and inspect it and know it by touch." So they sought the animal out and reached out to touch it. The first man, whose hand landed on the trunk, said, "It's a snake." For another, whose hand reached the ear, it seemed more like a kind of fan. For a third, whose hand was upon its leg, he was sure the new creature was shaped like a tree stump. The last of the group found the tusk and imagined the elephant like a spear. Some people argue that story describes the historical development of the great religions of the world. Different religions understand different aspects of God, which is, in fact, true. But none, so this argument goes, has the full picture. You may feel that way when it comes to religion or God. You don't feel motivated or interested because there's so many different views. If everyone is just guessing or only has a part of the picture, why invest a lot in it? Christianity, on the other hand, responds to this story by asking a question. What if the elephant could speak? What if the elephant began to describe each aspect of his body to help make sense of what those blind men were touching? The elephant could explain that he had a trunk and how it functions, how he uses his tusks, why he has such thick legs. Christianity argues that is exactly what's happened in history when it comes to God. He can talk. And he's spoken to us. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a revelation. A revelation in the first instance, and a relationship based on a revelation in the second. Christianity believes that revelation began with a single specific man named Abraham. God revealed himself to Abraham and began a relationship with him. The Torah are the first five books of the Bible, which tell the story of God's relationship with Abraham and his family. a family that became a clan that became a tribe that became a people, and a people that became a nation. Next, we have the historical books of the Bible, which tell the story of the rise of that nation in God's grace and its fall in disobedience. Next come the prophetic books, which catalog how God's people lost their way and his desire for them to return to him, his vision for them. And finally, we come upon the wisdom books or the wisdom literature, such as Psalms and Proverbs, that include a wealth of thoughts and ideas on life and God and life with God. Through these very different books, God reveals himself to the Jewish people. He reveals his mercy. He reveals his tenderness and kindness. He reveals his justice. Through the course of Israel's history, God revealed more and more of himself. And then, in the fullness of time, at just the right time, God sent his Son to be his ultimate revelation. Jesus reveals that God is a loving Father. He reveals the heart of the Father by healing the sick and feeding the hungry, preaching and teaching, charity and peace. He reveals the heart of the Father ultimately by dying on the cross for us and then rising from the dead. His life and ministry is told through the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then he sends his Holy Spirit as a power for the church to go out and renew and transform the world. Acts of the Apostles tells the story of the early church, how it moved and impacted the world. The letters of Peter and Paul and James and John further explain Jesus' life and how to live practically as his follower. All of that is simply a prelude or introduction to our brand new message series that we're kicking off this weekend, our last series, in fact, of the season. Over the next 5 weeks, we'll be looking more closely at how God has revealed himself to us through the Bible, engaging with the Bible in a renewed way for some of us, in a brand new way for others. You know, we believe there are two principal ways God has communicated with us and revealed himself to us, Scripture and tradition. Scripture and tradition. Tradition is simply the teaching of the apostles handed down in the church. Scripture, in its present form, came out of that tradition. The Word of God handed down through the tradition until it was eventually put into writing. The Bible is meant to be read as a personal word from God to each of us and for all of us. In the sacred books, the Father who is in heaven comes lovingly to meet his children and talks with them. God wants to meet with us, to talk to us, as any parent talks with his or her children. The Bible is both a book and a library of books. It's a book in that it presents a single story, the history of salvation, the history of what God has done in the world. At the same time, the Bible is a library of books that were each composed by individual human authors who wrote in their own particular time and place and style, who were shaped and constrained by their particular cultures. Like Jesus, Scripture is both human and divine. There's both a human author and a divine author. We'll say more about the human authors next week. The divine author is the Holy Spirit, who inspired each of the human authors. To get the most out of Scripture, we read it in light of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit. We can pray for the help of the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and open our hearts to the Word of God. This is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him." The advocate Jesus is talking about is the Holy Spirit. Other translations call him a counselor. Jesus says that with the Father, he sends the Holy Spirit to the church, who gives us counsel, insight, and understanding, who leads us into truth. He continues, "But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you." You know, if you had access to the author of your favorite book, you could ask him or her to help you understand what you're reading. The Holy Spirit can help us understand what we're reading. We don't have to be intimidated when it comes to reading the Bible. In fact, there is potentially no single spiritual habit that could have a greater impact on your understanding and your relationship with God than reading His Word and then applying it to your life. Our goal for this series is to become more comfortable with the Bible so we can experience all the benefits that come from engaging with it on a regular basis. Now, I know there are different feelings and thoughts that come to mind when we start talking about reading the Bible. There's the overarching and most basic one: Catholics don't read the Bible. We haven't been taught to read the Bible. It wasn't a big part of our religious instruction or Catholic school education. As a result, we tend to see it as the province of the clergy or religious professionals. Some people feel guilty because maybe you've tried before and you failed. But there's no reason to feel guilty. Try again, knowing that this time you're reading it with a whole community of people who are reading it along with you. That's the way the Bible is meant to be read, in the context of and with the support of the community of the church. Other people just feel indifferent to reading Scripture. It seems old and outdated, or dense and difficult to understand. You hear the Scripture readings at Mass, and often they come without any context, and they don't make any sense to you. They mean little or nothing to you. Sometimes you don't even listen. Others of you might be joining us for the first time, and you're not a Christian, or you are a Christian, but you don't believe the Bible, at least not in a literal sense. Whatever your jumping off place, we just want to get you started, get you engaged in the Bible, growing to know it better, even well, feeling more comfortable with it, appreciating it as great literature. But even much more importantly, turning to it daily and moving forward, relying on it regularly. Besides, this is the perfect time to give it a try, right? You've already cleaned all your closets and reorganized all of your drawers. You've caught up on everything you wanted to binge watch on Netflix, and you've played more board games or put more puzzles together than since you were a kid. Why not give the Bible a try? Why not do something that could be a game changer moving forward? So, here's the action steps that you can make and take this week. First, commit to this series. Commit to the next 5 weeks of this series. Joining us for one of our 7 weekend broadcasts, or catching the message anytime on demand at churchnativity.com. 2, commit to reading the Bible. As your homework for this series, commit to reading the Bible. Not the whole Bible, not all 73 books. We've actually put together a 40-day reading plan to read just the New Testament, which is 27 books. Now, I understand, 27 books sounds like a lot of books too, but some of those books are no more than a page or two, so it's really not that intimidating. You can find the reading plan on our website too. And let me just go ahead and state the obvious here. To read the Bible, you have to actually have a Bible. And not the oversized heirloom Bible your grandma gave you as a wedding gift and now collects dust in your living room Bible. Not that Bible. Get a Bible you can have and hold and carry around with you and make your own and even make notes in. If a Bible app works for you, that's fine. Use it. But could I suggest buying a printed Bible? At this point, we are so overloaded with staring at screens all day long, reading an actual book could be a refreshing exercise in itself. It could feel more sacred and special. Besides, with a book, you can actually see your progress as you go along from day to day, which will be an encouragement to you to keep going. Which translation should you use? It's up to you. We have a guide on our website to help you out. God wants to communicate with you. He wants you to know Him so that you can become more and more like Him. Scripture is a tool that you actually have at your fingertips to help make that happen. Why not use it? Knowledge of Scripture is knowledge of Christ.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.